My name is Lou Lasher, and I'm going to be talking about my Android app. It's called Get There. It is yet another GPS navigation app specifically designed for blind and visually impaired pedestrians. It is currently in beta test. It's been in beta test for almost 2 months. Tentatively hoping to have it ready for general release by this summer. It is free. I almost forgot to put that in my notes. It can run on Wi-Fi only devices. I personally don't own any devices with a cellular plan, so that works for me. But there are certain aspects that do work better if you do have a cellular data plan. Different navigation apps have different types of information that they give you. And Get There, there are four types of navigation information that you can get. One is the directions. I think that's probably one of the most common things people think of with a navigation app is directions. Get from point A to point B. Second is the street announcements. Third, and this is an option, is that it can tell you the nearest street address, you know, with a house number. And the fourth is that it can tell you about nearby personal points of interest. It actually uses the same name that Blindtree's. It also calls them just places. Get There doesn't deal with general commercial points of interest, so it won't tell you where all the coffee places are in Harvard Square or anything. For the directions, or navigational guidance aspect, the directions are a little bit more explicit, I think, than in some other apps. I have heard other apps that will say things like, turn right, or they might say, turn right onto Mass Ave. Get There will say things like, turn right from Albany Street to Mass Ave. The reason it does it, there's sort of a hidden agenda, just sort of a like O&M training, just in terms of orientation. It's a little bit more explicit about where you are. And there are some situations also, there was one that I programmed in because it occurred near my house, where you have a fork in the road, and if you're going straight on a street, this app will tell you which fork to take. There are some navigation apps that won't tell you if you're going straight, but if there's a fork in the road, you might accidentally take the wrong fork. So if people are familiar with Harvard Square area, this is Garden Street. It will say, take the right fork and go straight on Garden Street, because otherwise you'll accidentally end up on Concord Ave. Another important feature for directions is that in addition to telling you where you should go, it also tells you when you've made a mistake, typically within about 25 meters. Detection, description, correction, and confirmation. I have a recording that I made a couple weeks ago where I deliberately made a wrong turn. Hopefully I can play that. You'll hear what I mean by detection, description, correction, and confirmation.
Give us a little background. What prompted you to create this? And tell us a little bit about yourself, if you're a student or whether you're blind, that sort
okay,
of thing.
Okay, I am a sighted, retired software engineer with too much time on my hands. I just got my first Android tablet a year and a half ago, and I thought it'd be fun to write apps for it, and I wrote an app 2 years ago, and then I kind of finished that one, and then I was looking for something to do. I've been a GPS user since the late 1990s, so that's long been an area of interest of mine, and I'm sort of a map geek. Might get the impression when I talk about how I don't have a data plan. I'm also a cheapskate, which is why I'm an Android user, by the way. Last September, I found a cheaper version of the 7-inch tablet, some weird Brand X Chinese brand that I found for $55, which at the time was the cheapest GPS device I could find, $55. I've since gone way past that. This nice little device I'm holding in my hand here, this was $20. And so as far as I know, this is the cheapest GPS device you can get in the United States. Started working on this last October. Okay, so I was talking about the four types of navigation information. First was navigational guidance. Second is the street announcements. Those are typically about 30 meters before the intersection. And then also, after you get through the intersection, after you clear it, about 30 meters afterwards, it'll tell you about the next one. And it tries to describe all the, you know, anomalies of the intersection. Fortunately, Cambridge is rich in intersection anomalies. It's a good place to test them. Most common examples are just streets that are only on one side or streets that change names from one side of the intersection to the other. Now, if you're getting navigational guidance, that's turn-by-turn directions, then you also get the street announcements. They're integrated. Typically, you'll get the next intersection and you'll get the next turn. And you'll hear an example of that if I can play that. If you're not getting navigational guidance, then you just get the intersections. Also, in addition to the automatic announcements, you can also get a manual announcement at any time, either by tapping, well, you have to be on a certain screen, you have to be on the main screen of the app, or you can just shake the device to get your current announcement. If you're getting navigational guidance, again, it'll give you the same information just as of where you are at that moment. If you missed it the first time, you can get it again. Okay, I think I'm going to try to do the recording. So the first thing to play is just a bunch of street announcements. These are on Brattle Street near the Longfellow Historic Site. This was 2 weeks ago. It was really cold out. So you'll hear I'm walking really fast when I'm doing this. And I edit this because otherwise there'd be these long stretches of just me walking and car noises. I'm walking west on Brattle Street. And so it mentions the previous intersection that I left was one of these things where the street changed names. So it was Ash Street on one side and Mason on the other.
You are on Brattle Street, going from the corner of Mason Street and Ash Street towards the corner of Hawthorne Street, 30 meters from here, where Hawthorne Street only goes to the left. You are on Brattle Street and are near the corner of Hawthorne Street, where Hawthorne Street only goes to the left. You are on Brattle Street, going from Hawthorne Street towards Longfellow Park, 34 meters from here, where Longfellow Park only goes to the left.
Okay, that was not bad. Okay, now I'm going to do the navigational guidance and wrong turn demo. To give you the context here, the directions are to turn right on Craigie Street and then turn left on Buckingham Street. This is just the setup so that you will understand what you're about to hear.
In 20 meters, bear right from Brattle Street to Craigie Street. You are 540 meters from the destination.
Okay, and now on Craigie Street. Waiting for my next instruction.
In 19 meters, turn left from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street. You are 452 meters from the destination.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something really wild and crazy and not make that left turn I'm supposed to make onto Buckingham Street. Let's see what happens.
Looks like you took a wrong turn. What you did was to go straight on Craigie Street. What you should have done was turn left from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street. Turn around, go back 21 meters to the corner of Buckingham Street, and then turn right from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street.
Just, I paused this just to go back and explain what I was talking about here. The detection was, looks like you made a wrong turn. The description is, you did this, you should have done that. And then the correction is, go back and then make the corrective turn.
We'll go quick. If you miss one of those instructions, is there a way to just tap on the screen to get the...
Yeah, or shake the device.
Shake the device. Okay.
Yeah.
What speech are you using in this? Are you using, like, the TalkBack screen reader, or are you using your own speech? Or
this is just direct text-to-speech. There are times in the app when you use the screen reader, like if you're going through a list of things on the screen or going through a menu, but for just the stuff where it's talking to you, it's just directly using the text-to-speech.
That's exceptionally good speech, I think.
Most GPS apps, if you make a mistake, instead of says you've made a mistake, go back, it'll just recalculate. And I'm just curious why you decided to do this instead of the kind of recalculating.
That's a great question. There are a couple reasons. One is the recalculating is especially important if you're following one-way streets, if you're a motorist, or hopefully if you're a bicyclist. If you're a pedestrian, you're perfectly free to turn around and go back. And it's just not that hard. It's also true that the recalculate feature only works if you have a cellular connection. Actually, originally I used another routing app, which didn't, but the routing app I'm using now only works if you have a cellular connection, which I don't have. So that's another reason. But the main reason is I don't think it's necessary. And also, I mean, there is this sort of hidden agenda about like learning where you are, and I've had bad experiences with other apps with when I was a pedestrian. Okay, I just wanted to continue this very exciting recording here. I think I left it off when it was telling me I should turn around and go back. I think and make the right turn. I think. Okay, I'm gonna turn around and go back. Now walking back the other direction.
Turn around. Go back 34 meters to the corner of Buckingham Street and then turn right from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street.
I will certainly do that.
You are going in the correct direction.
Yay.
Go back 23 meters to the corner of Buckingham Street and then turn right from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street.
thinking about doing that.
Turn right from Craigie Street to Buckingham Street. If you have not already done so, you are 433 meters from the destination.
Okay, now at the crosswalk, I'm now about to make that turn, which is now a right turn onto Buckingham Street. Originally it was a left turn, but I didn't do it. I now cross the street. I am on Buckingham Street. See what happens next.
You have successfully corrected from a previous wrong turn and are now on Buckingham Street.
And so that's the confirmation part at the end. That's really the highlight of the whole thing.
So you said this app is free, and is it available through the Amazon?
Right now it's only in beta, but you still get it through the Google Play Store, essentially the Android App Store. Once it is out of beta in general release, then it'll just be on the, anybody can search for it.
You were saying that you, find some good sources for cheap Android devices. Have you given any thought to maybe selling this as a complete package? Because we've seen so many purpose-built GPS hardware solutions for the blind, and all of them have been overpriced and most of them have been disappointing.
I'm not myself interested in doing that packaging, but it is something that I think may be worthwhile. And that's part of my motivation. Actually, that's my next paragraph. He was talking about the Wi-Fi only aspect of this. You do need the internet for getting routing. I wrote down getting directions, but I don't mean the turn-by-turn directions, just to plan the route or to recalculate the route requires the internet, and to look up an address, which is something that you generally would do. As with other apps, you can define a place based on your current GPS location, and so in principle, if you went to places first, you could get directions without knowing an address, but more likely you would want to look up an address. And then also the optional feature of telling you the nearest street address is sort of a reversed address lookup that also requires the internet. So I cannot use that feature. Just for the street announcements and the turn-by-turn aspect of navigation, that does not require the internet. It does rely on downloading a map file for your state or country. And I get the data from OSM, which is one of the largest open source map projects. It actually stands for OpenStreetMap. And I've been processing these files. I actually just finished. I have made these files for every country that I could find data for, except North Korea. I drew the line. I've gotten people to do translations. So far, I have translations in Polish, Italian, and Chinese, and I'm waiting for French and, I was going to say the Czech is in the mail. It'd be really good to get a Spanish translation. If anybody knows anybody who does Spanish translations for free, that would be very cool for the U.S. market. With the Wi-Fi only thing is that with this $20 thing I'm holding here, I got this at, you should pardon the expression, Walmart. And this is intended to be a smartphone for some weird-ass second-tier cell carrier that no one wants, Net Zero. I had no intention of signing up with them, so I'm just using it as a Wi-Fi device, and it is not bad. Right. Especially if you just want the street announcements. You could set this thing up. I mean, somebody has to put the map file on it, which they can use the internet or just copy the file on, and then you could give these things out for $20.
What version of Android?
The current 5.0 or 5.1 is Lollipop.
Right.
The minimum for this app is 4.1 or 2. It's a Jelly Bean. Is that 4.1?
4.2, yeah.
I did say the 4.1 or 4.2. I got it mixed up. It took me a year to realize that they were alphabetical. The Wi-Fi is just for setting up, just to get directions and look up addresses.
But it needs to see the GPS.
But once you're out in the street, all it needs is GPS. If you want to recalculate a new route, you need an internet connection. In the example that we heard,
right. That
was technically not calculating a new route. It was just steering you back towards the route that you already had. And that does not require the internet. That just uses a pre-planned route, and it does require you have to have the downloaded map file.
And when you say internet, you mean cell data?
Or Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah. I mean, if you're out on the street, it's probably going to be a cellular connection, unless you're in some place
that... You have to have a cell plan in order to...
Yeah.
So in theory, I could buy this $20 device, download the map, plan a route from my home,
and
use this thing.
How much does the Trekker Breeze cost?
$600.
You can plan a route in your house, go out and do that route,
Yes.
But you couldn't do a second route. You'd have to go back to your house.
Oh, I put in this feature for me because otherwise I wouldn't be able to get home. You can generate a route from home to other place, and you can generate a route from other place to home, and then you can pick up the saved route when you're out in the field without having to have a cellular connection out in the field.
Could I just be walking that without having planned a route? Could I also just be out and about and hearing the streets go by as
for
I'm
this, for
down?
The street announcements, you don't need internet at all.
Could you do multiple routes? Could you have a route to from home to the diner and then from home to the Walmart or whatever?
Currently not. Currently that's just a one segment routing.
Could you go into a Starbucks and load up another route?
In my case, stand outside of Dunkin' Donuts. They have these big plate glass windows. The Dunkin' Donuts are great for that. You do have to sign in, but I've used that. Oh, but that's only for planning the route ahead of time.
Oh, just for planning. Oh, thank
right.
you.
Right. Just looking up the address and then establishing the the set of streets to take.
So if you were to walk straight on my street, you would enter a parking lot and you wouldn't be on the sidewalk any longer. How good is your device in helping me get back where I'm supposed to be if I'm no longer on a named street?
It's primarily oriented towards named streets. It will tell you something like, you are 30 meters to the right of the street.
Thanks very much, Lou. This was great.
Awesome.